HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Stay in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm tonight's entertainment. And with that really bad imitation of Heath Ledger's Joker, here's the tech news from this week.
Hi guys, I'm
Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. The first 5G smartphones in India are scheduled for launch next week. Chinese manufacturers Realme and iQOO have announced that they will be launching their phones next week. While Realme's phone is to be launched on February 24th, iQOO's phone launches the next day. For those who don't know, iQOO is a sub-brand of Vivo. It makes more premium devices and this will also be their first phone in India. Of course, 5G is not going to come to India anytime before 2021 at least, and that is very optimistically. So I wouldn't suggest making 5G the main factor in your buying decision right now. It's heartening to see 5G phones in India though. That means that consumers can be ready whenever internet service providers start such connectivity. Meanwhile, as 5G phones are about to launch in India next week, in perhaps the biggest indicator of the impact of novel coronavirus on the electronics sector, Apple this week announced that it's changing its guidance for the quarter that is ending March. That means that Apple does not expect to meet the revenue targets that it had set for itself. And the company said that this is because of the coronavirus outbreak and the subsequent shutdowns in China. Apple had to shut down multiple stores in China and its manufacturers had to shut shops as well. Even though business is resuming now, it's all very slow. As a result, the entire industry is being hit, not just Apple. But of course, such a big public company announcing something like this has a bigger impact. And speaking about the impact, Reuters reports that Samsung may benefit from the outbreak. It turns out that over the past decade, Samsung has moved almost half of its smartphones production to Vietnam. As a result, as other companies who are dependent on China, like Apple, are reeling from the outbreak and its subsequent shutdowns, Samsung is uniquely positioned to take advantage of the fact that these guys are lacking supply. This probably explains why Samsung already announced the Galaxy S20 in India this past week. The phone starts at a price of 66,999, and the foldable Galaxy Z Flip is to follow up next. And more news about gadgets, Xiaomi, which leads the smartphones market in India right now, has launched a new Bluetooth speaker. The company just calls it the outdoor Bluetooth speaker. And like most of its devices, it's quite cheap. It's priced at 1399, which actually is super affordable. And the last time I tried a Xiaomi Bluetooth speaker, it actually was quite good for the price they were asking. So I expect the same from this one. And last but not the least, is Microsoft planning to say goodbye to Cortana? I actually like that voice assistant. But it seems a job posting on LinkedIn has revealed that the company is working on a new voice assistant for its Windows 10 X operating system. Windows 10 X is Microsoft's operating system for dual screen devices, and it will air on a lot of devices in future. Or at least that's what is expected. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.